And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Heather Curley Novak tries her hand at getting a book published.
Long ago, my grandmother Lutz said I should be a writer. I'll bet some of you have a grandma who said you would be a great writer, too. It's a typical beloved family member thing to say. I wrote letters by hand in those days. Yep, I'm that old. After the dinosaurs died out and we enjoyed the industrial age, I wrote a typed missive of a Christmas letter on computer to send to everyone, including Grandma. I was funny and pithy and challenged them to live better lives. Soon I was writing training courses for my job and marketing copy and sales scripts. While I do not think any of that would make Grandma proud like my letters to her, I had fun with the words, no matter their purpose. I continued to write, mostly in journals and a few hopeful pieces crafted for NPR radio. Crafted, not sent. Once I wrote a piece with fire in my soul and tears on my cheeks, and I sent it to our own April Ledinsky. Would she like it? Was it not just good enough for Grandma? April did like it. She asked if I wanted to read it on the radio, and yes, oh yes, oh yes, I did. That went well enough, they invited me to keep doing it, and I have inflicted my chatty ruminations upon all of you for 10 years now. I later wrote for my own blog and several others. I kept a journal, overposted my witticisms on social media, and pretended to write a book. One day, I took a trip to Sierra Leone, West Africa. I shared about that in another Michiana Chronicle, if you missed it. I went equipped with 3 journals. I knew I'd get some great stories from my wild adventure. While I was prepared logistically for the trip, I was never prepared emotionally for the firsthand experience of a developing country. I lost my writer's voice. My journals were empty, and all I could do was scratch out a haiku here and there. If you're unfamiliar, a haiku is a Japanese form poem consisting of 3 lines. 5 syllables in the first line, 7 syllables in the second line, and 5 syllables again in the third line. My dad writes hundreds of them. Friends and I have played back and forth with haiku. I've written many little poems. In Africa, haikus were all I could write. The rigid format was the only way I could distill all the emotions and experiences of my first world travel. I wrote 54 haiku over my 2 weeks there. Once home from my trip, I was invited to speak several times about the trip and what I learned. I shared my writer's block, photographs, and a few haiku. My beloved Aunt Ruth and Uncle Frank watched a video of my talk online and contacted me. They wanted to donate to Operation Classroom, as I requested during the talk. I want to raise $3,000 for the Tayama Enterprise Academy, aka the T, I visited in Sierra Leone. As we talked, my Aunt Ruth shared her conviction that many people would enjoy the story and the lessons I pulled from my trip. She thought the haiku were unique and the photos were gripping, and she asked me, "Have you ever considered putting them together in a book?" She said creating a book could make a long-term revenue stream for Operation Classroom and thus for the T. My heart raced, and I stood taller with pride, and we continued to dream together. I started out researching photo book pricing, then self-publishing, and submitted the concept to a few places. I angsted over paying $350 or more to have it formatted, and then realized I used Canva and could format the book myself. I ignored my poor family as I hunched over the computer to work. I sweated, swore, and cried over edit after edit. I hate an unfinished project, and since the haiku were written and the photos were snapped, it was just a matter of placement. I visited printers, learned about perfect binding, offset presses, and how many companies want to charge a lot of extra money if you need any help at all. I definitely sidestepped it all. I read articles and stalked my author friends. I tried to decide if I was embarrassed to self-publish or thrilled because I would get more profits to turn over to Operation Classroom. I ordered author proofs, stalked the UPS truck, and at last held my book in my lap with tears in my eyes. I had a real live book with an ISBN and book signings were lined up. Writing a book will never be this easy. This was divinely inspired and familially financed. It is worth mentioning that Uncle Frank is one of my mother's dear brothers, son of that grandmother who thought I should be a writer. I don't know how well it will sell beyond the initial print run of several hundred copies. I'm not sure if my grandmother was right, or if people even like haiku, or if they're too busy to care about a school in a remote village on another continent. I am proud of these pages, and I think my grandma would be too. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.